There is a serious shortage of direct care workers in Michigan, as well as in states across the nation. Direct care workers provide caregiving for disabled and elderly people. Everything from making meals to managing medications to house cleaning to companionship. About half of these workers provide services to disabled and elderly people living in their own homes. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton spent some time with one direct care worker taking care of a client in her home near Detroit.
Sarah Sutherland is working a shift in the home of a client, 92-year-old Carmela Palomara.
Carmela, I found your bail for her coffee.
Palomara is huddled in the folds of a big crocheted shawl at the dining room table.
Somebody hit it because you probably ring it too much.
Sutherland is making her client's usual breakfast, eggs and toast, with the toast practically burnt because that's the way Palomara likes it. Even though she has a lot of housekeeping work to do, she sits at the table while her client dines. Otherwise, Palomara feeds her breakfast to her extremely well-nourished golden retriever named Sophie.
Yep, Carmela's morning is usually getting her up, dressed, do her hair, and make her a hot cup of coffee.
Then medications, breakfast.
She has a routine that most of the time is, I don't want to get up today, I'm cold. But usually when I prompt her, we can get her moving. And I think she feels better after she gets up and starts moving.
Sutherland says keeping Palomara socially and mentally engaged is just as important as the other things she does. So she'll do crafts with her or play board games. Palomara's memories are fading, so that's something else Sutherland tries to work on. She keeps Palomara engaged in conversation while she changes the sheets on the bed or cleans the bathroom.
Did you see the girls yesterday? Your girls? Gracie or Gina?
Gracie? I don't know if I saw Gina.
Okay.
Today, two members of Palomara's large family are also here. Her two grandchildren, Amy and Alyssa Blucharski.
It's a hard job taking care of someone else.
Amy Blucharski says that large family means Sutherland doesn't need to be here every morning.
You know, we get a lot of family support, which is great for us. So it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to be here this morning. Somebody's got to make sure, you know, grandma gets up, gets pills, gets food. So it's nice to be able to spread that between our family members, but having Sarah here in addition to that is fantastic because grandma loves seeing Sarah and always every morning says, is Sarah coming today? Will Sarah be here today?
Yeah.
I spoke with Sutherland later on the phone. She's 66 years old and tells me she tried to retire, but she missed her work too much and came back. She has something of a specialty, caring for the very eldest of the elderly.
You got 92-year-olds, 94-year-olds, 95-year-olds, 97-year-olds that live independent. And I love seeing that because I want to be there one day.
When she thinks about her own old age, Sutherland knows there's no way to know what's ahead. Her great-grandmother lived to be 115, her mother only 76. But she says her faith in God guides her. She hopes not to be a burden on her three sons and three grandsons, but she figures the loving caregiving she has provided her whole life to others will surely be returned to her. And when will it be time to really retire? God will let her know that too. I'm Tracy Samilton.
This story is part of Michigan Radio's reporting from the Southeast Michigan Solutions Journalism Collaborative on issues of caregiving. Tune in later today during Stateside for more on Michigan's direct care worker shortage.